when in service in the home group, we learn a lot of things about AA structure, right? About how inner group, district and area are function, right? And interfaces, right? We learn those things, right? So if you're not in service, please do get in service, because your responsibility is to first of all, leave this place better than we came, but also make sure that we leave this place so that when the other alcoholic come inside, they experience the same love and understanding that we got here. That's our responsibility. That's our kuleana. Yeah? In my home group, we make up all kinds of service positions because a lot of different people come into our home group with different kind of issues, you know the kind. So it's almost like the service position, tackle that issue kind of thing, you know. We just made that stuff up because Alcoholics Anonymous gave that to us. It gave us one sense of purpose. It gave us one sense of intent and purpose. It gave us one brand new way to live our life today. And we need to take advantage of that. We need to take advantage of it. It's an opportunity that we have. Not too much people get the opportunity that we have. And I was sharing with, you know, like everybody, they come up here, they start talking. Oh, and I was sharing with somebody outside too. Well, I was sharing with somebody outside too, right? And we was talking about giving back, you know. Going to any length and giving back. And as I was talking story and I came inside the room, I saw two people that I know and love dearly, that I know that in service. And I went up to them because I was so grateful because they're serving. And I remember when they came into the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, and now they stay in a place of like they're living on natural life here in Alcoholics Anonymous is a part of their everyday life. And that's where I want to be. I want to be right in the middle. I like being in the middle. I don't like being on the edge, on the side, whatever. I can get picked off. I like being in the middle. There's two things that I was taught. One was, of course, service. And then the other one was when in recovery, not everybody like be here. Not everybody wants recovery. Yeah, maybe we can force feed them, or maybe we can, you know, like entice them. Yeah, we Hawaiians call it palurawara. Yeah? You know, we palurawara. Maybe they stick around or something. Yeah? We chum the water, as you know, our mainland friends would say. But we cannot force, you know, sobriety. I don't know. I do that a lot. I force sobriety into people. And yeah. You either heal or you either in or you in the way. You know, okay. So somebody was talking about that, and then an interesting part about it was somebody was telling me, why you not gonna sign up for the old timers meeting? I said, nah, I like wait a little while maybe. I like more time maybe, because when the kupunas were sharing up here, I was kind of like enjoying just listening, you know, to the message. So after a while, I was walking around and I decided, okay, I'm going to sign up for I'm going to volunteer. So as I was writing my name, one of the brothers, Brother Kelly, was telling me, you signed up for this, you signed up for that. I said, yeah, because I was voluntold. You know, and so we still get voluntold around here, right? And yeah, I feel too like the AA history, you know, Bill and Bob, what a beautiful thing they did for us, yeah? Because now we get to live their legacy, right? And then we get to pass that on to anybody and everybody who is willing to want it. Right, we gotta be willing in this program, right? We gotta be willing. So, that part of the program I just love so dearly. And you can, I don't know about you guys, but I come across a lot.